Gardaí investigating the murder of Aisling Murphy have, as you have been hearing, arrested a second man. The man is in his 30s, was arrested this morning on suspicion of withholding information. He's the second person to be arrested in connection with her death a week ago. A 31-year-old man arrested on suspicion of murder is still being questioned at Tullamore Garda Station. We can get the latest from our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, first of all, what do we know about this second arrest?
Well, Brian, the Gardaí are once again today on the Grand Canal at Cappan Curr at the place where Aisling Murphy was attacked and killed on this day last week. They're asking people who use that amenity if they have any information that can help the investigation. Now, one of the key lines of inquiry in the investigation is how the killer may have left the scene. Now, detectives believe that he may have sustained injuries during his attack on Aisling Murphy, that he may have abandoned a Falconstorm mountain bike and was subsequently picked up in a car and driven away. They've seized two cars and these are being forensically examined. CCTV evidence has also been gathered. Now, this morning, a second man was arrested within the 24-hour period in connection with the murder investigation. That man, who's in his 30s, was arrested on suspicion of withholding information. That's an offence which allows for detention under Section 30 of the Offences Against the State Act, and therefore he can be questioned for up to 3 days. It's understood the man arrested this morning knew the other man, who is still in custody in Tullamore Garda Station, but is not related to him.
And that other man, the man still in custody, being questioned by Gardaí, do you know for how much longer he can be questioned before he has to be either charged or released?
Yeah, he was interviewed for around 11 hours yesterday before opting to rest overnight. And then the Garda interviews resumed this morning and he can be questioned for approximately a further 13 hours today. Now, his period of detention has been extended twice, for 6 hours last night by a Garda superintendent and for another 12 hours today by a chief superintendent. Now, throughout the day, the Garda will consult with the Director of Public Prosecutions and the man, therefore, must be either charged or released tonight. The two men in custody are being questioned in different Garda stations in the east of the country. The law allows for the first man arrested on suspicion of murder to be detained for a total of 24 hours, while the second man arrested on suspicion of withholding information about the murder can be detained for 72 hours.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent, thank you for that.